Monday the 26th of May, Lamed Vav LaOmer, Rabbi Yehuda Silver, turning Shavuos into Rosh Hashanah.
Good morning, everyone. Shavuos is almost upon us, or rather, we are quickly approaching Shavuos. And the Gemara brings the end of Megillah that Ezra made a takona. The takana that Ezra made, of course, is that we read the Torah, the complete Torah, in 1 year. But the way the Gemara describes it is that Ezra was misaking that we should read the klolos of Kisavo, the Teichach of Kisavo, before Rosh Hashanah, and we should read the klolos of Bechukaitai before Shavuot. And the reason the Gemara gives is Tichle Hashanah v'kilolosea. That the year should end with the Klola and we should start the new Teichel Hashanah B'Bichasel, we should start the new year with Bracha. Says the Gemara, Kasha, I find that very good. That's good by Rosh Hashanah. Tichel Hashanah B'Kilolosea, and Rosh Hashanah begins the new year. Says the Gemara, Otu Shavuos Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Hi. Is Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah? Answers the Gemara, In, yeah. Shavuos is really a Rosh Hashanah. V'haraya, because Rosh Hashanah is always a Yom HaDin, and on Rosh Hashanah, and on Shavuos, we are nidden al Peiris HaIlon, says the Gemara. We're judged regarding Peiris HaIlon, the fruit-bearing trees. Since we're judged regarding Peiris HaIlon, it must be a Rosh Hashanah. Now, we know that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah clearly says that we're judged a number of times. We're judged for Pesach al Tfuah and al Chag al Amayim, Shavuos al Peiris HaIlon, and on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Yoylam, Avim Mufarad Bnei Marav, Zet Mindoch, what do you see? That it's not a Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, clearly it would appear that Shavuos is not a Rosh Hashanah. So what does the Gemara mean that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah, number one, and number two, how does it relate to Peiris HaIlon? What is this whole issue of Peiris HaIlon? No, we have to go back to the beginning. All the way to the beginning. Adam HaRishon was created. The Tzuras Adam, the way man is supposed to be, was created twice. Twice. The first time was on, indeed, Rosh Hashanah. Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. That was Chof Hei Elul, was the beginning of the Bria. And the sixth day of creation, which was Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, was the creation of Adam. The Tachlis HaBria was that the Bria should acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Borah, Kol Masher Borah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Eloi Borah, Elo L'Chvoidoi. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he only created for the world to acknowledge him. The only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be acknowledged is through the human being. So the human being, the Baal Bechira, is the only one that can give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila Da'ayon Tchilas Ma'asecha. So the Aleph Tishrei, the day that Adam HaRishon was born, that is called, or created, is called Rosh Hashanah. And then what happened? Then there was the Chet. Adam HaRishon sinned. And this Tzuras HaAdam was now diminished. No longer was this the Tzuras HaAdam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he created Adam. But rather, he niach, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's a medrash, kapov al roishoi umiyatu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished man, no longer was he that Tzuras HaAdam. Now all of this, the creation of Adam, the chet of Adam, the diminishing of Adam, all that took place on Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tishrei. So that was the first time that the Tzuras HaAdam was created. There was a second time that Adam as he was supposed to be was created, and that was at Maimed Har Sinai. At Maimon HaSinai, say Chazal, Poskel Zuhamasa. All that was destroyed, all that was damaged by Adam HaRishon through his chet, ceased. No longer would man suffer under the results or under the consequences of Adam's chet. And now there would no longer be Misa. No longer would we forget anything that we learned. No longer would there be a concept that we would be Meshuvah to the Umat HaOlam. Adam kitzurasai, Adam as man was intended to be, once again, on Shavuos. But then we built the ego. We built the ego, and again, the Tzuras Adam was diminished. And Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, we say in the Yom Ochen Ka'adam Temusum. Now as a result of the Chet HaEgel, you're going to have Misa once again. Chadasorim Tipolu. Well, in effect, what this was a repetition, the second edition, if you will, of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So, clearly, we see that the essence of what we refer to as Rosh Hashanah was the creation of the Tzuras Adam. So, Mamela, it's clear why Aleph Tishrei is called Rosh Hashanah, and why Shavuot is also called Rosh Hashanah, because the exact same thing took place. The creation of that Bria, whether it's in terms of an individual or whether it's in terms of a nation, but that Bria that was created is now going to be able to be Megalut V'Shamayim as it was intended in the original creation. But we still need to understand what does that have to do with Teres Eilim? The Gemara says that the reason it's called Rosh Hashanah is because of the fruit of the tree. Peiros Eilim. No, that's all very well and good, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that Adam was created that day. The Gemara says Peiros Eilim. So how do we relate this to Peiros Eilim? So there's a Chazal that tells us like this, that David HaMelech was only supposed to live for 3 hours. Says he had no life of his own. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam showed him every generation, every neshama that was going to be coming forth from Klal Yisrael was revealed before Adam HaRishon, and he looked at the neshamas and he saw this magnificent, beautiful neshama, the neshama of David HaMelech, and it's destined to live for 3 hours. So he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is it shayich to give a matana? Can I give a matana of life? Hashem said, yeah. So Adam HaRishon, as we know, after the Chet, was supposed to live for 1,000 years. And that's Pasha, because the Pasuk says, B'yoyim acholcho mimenu mois tamus. You will die b'yoyim. Now how long is the yoyim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time? Elef shonim be'enecho, ki yoyim esma. Is 1,000 years. So Adam was supposed to live for 1,000 years. Adam comes along and says, I want to give away a lifetime of 70 years. I'm giving a lifetime to David HaMelech. And he gives David HaMelech 70 years. 70 years, yes. And the question is, what's obvious here is that because David HaMelech received his chayim, his chiyus, his life from Adam HaRishon, so clearly, because it was Adam HaRishon that gave it to him, David HaMelech's role was to in some way correct the damage that Adam HaRishon, he was the extension of Adam HaRishon. It was Adam HaRishon who brought death unto the world. And now that had to be corrected by David through his progeny, which was Mashiach. And Mashiach ultimately, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach is the one that's going to bring things back to where it was intended to be. It's interesting that the Zohar brings that the Shem Adam, Adam HaRishon, Adam is really an acronym. And it's an acronym of Aleph, which is Adam, Dalet, which is David, and Mem, which is Mashiach. Adam, David, Mashiach. That's the process. After the Chet, it was David HaMelech in bringing forth Mashiach, which would be mesaken the chet, the damage that Adam HaRishon inflicted on the world, which was Misa. But it goes even more than that. But because it was Adam HaRishon that gave David HaMelech those years, so indeed it's Adam that's doing it. Not that there was Adam, and then there's David who brought about Mashiach. Adam, David, Mashiach is Adam, because now Adam, by having given away his life, his years, to David HaMelech, who brought about Mashiach, is the process that Adam himself is going to bring forth this tikkun of his own chet. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, that David HaMelech died on Shavuos. That's one of the reasons why we read Megillas Ruth, because David HaMelech died on Shavuos. Now, it's a Pasha B'Cheshbon. If Adam HaRishon gave David HaMelech 70 years, It doesn't say he gave him 70 years and 2 days. It doesn't say he gave him 69 years and 11 months. It says he gave him 70 years. No, 70 years, it means 70 complete years. If he died on Shavuot, so what do we know? He was born on Shavuot. So David HaMelech was born on Shavuot. Why did David HaMelech have to be born on Shavuot? Because that's the Tzuras Adam. Shavuot is the time when Adam is recreated, as it were, and therefore David, who is the vehicle through which it will all be brought back to rectification, had to be born on Shavuot. So on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, when Adam HaRishon was created, so the potential of David HaMelech was brought into being on Shavuot. When David HaMelech was born, so that potential was actualized through David HaMelech. So these two moments in time, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot, give us the opportunity for a new beginning. That's the pshat in Rosh Hashanah. And that's what the Gemara means, Aseres Nami Rosh Hashanah. So now that we understand all this, we somehow still have to relate this to Peiros Ha'ilah. So clearly, the Gemara is telling us that if you want to be Zoyche B'din on the Din of Rosh Hashanah, and that's clear, that when the Bria of Adam took place, when there was a creation of Adam, so that demands Rosh Hashanah, that demands Din. Do you deserve to continue to live? Or once again, are you given the carcass in order to be able, and the vehicle, and all the necessary requirements in order to be able to achieve what you're supposed to achieve? Have you been Zoyche B'din? No, how are you Zoyche B'din and Shavuot, which is Rosh Hashanah? The way you're Zoyche B'din and Shavuot is by relating to Peiros Ha'ilah. Oh, Peiros Ha'ilah. So if I were to ask you, what are the Peiros of a human being? What is the peiros of the? What does a human being produce? Clearly, from Chazal, the peiros of a human being are his words. Borei niv sfosayim. Words are called tnuva. Tnuva is productivity. When we talk about that which the v'nasna haaretz yivula, it's all talking about that which the world gives forth, and the man, the human being, when he gives forth, when he creates, when he is productive, what he is, the vehicle through which he's productive is through his words. A Navi. The reason a Navi is called a Navi, because his words produce Peiros. He is words of the Dvar Hashem, and that produces Peiros, and that's why a Navi is called a Navi, from the word Tnuva. No, we all speak. We all have words, we're all given words. But when our words are peiros, then they're the ilon, which produces the fruit, and they are the a vehicle for which we can bring about all that was intended through the creation of Adam. However, if one's speech does not produce peiros, then he won't be zoyche b'din and shavuot. To be zoyche and din and shavuot, what they look at are your words. On Shavuos, the productivity of the mensch, the judgment of the mensch, is not on his ma'asim, but on his diburim. At Matan Torah, the Gemara describes, I think it was the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara describes an amazing thing. When the Torah was given, and the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread throughout the entire world, it says, Kol Malchei Ma'irev, or Mizrach, or Mizrach, or Ma'irev, in their palaces, all shuddered. All the kings of the world shuddered. That means everyone. Even the presidents. All of them. Even the prime ministers. The world shuddered when they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk says, Uvehecholoi kuloi oimer choloi. They all wanted to say Shira before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it was so clear that the cataclysmic event was taking place, and they related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says that, in a sense, Kavod Shamayim, Kulo Yoimer Kavod, the Hecholoi, Kulo Yoimer Kavod, and all the Hecholoi, wherever there were kings, wherever there were palaces, wherever there were seats of government, it was all relating back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fakert, by the way, the Gemara in Saita says that in the doors of Ben David Bo before Mashiach, it says Malchus Tehofech Leminus. All Malchus right before will be Leminus, will be the denying of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All governments will deny, they'll think that they are the source of their power. All governments. Masha Enkein at that time, at Matan Torah, when it was so obvious that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the whole world, all the Malchay Mizrach HaMairiv, were saying Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wanted to say Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they go to Bilam. Why did they go to Bilam? Because Bilam was the Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Goyim, Bilam, a Navi, so that they should not be able to say that they had no insight into the Ratzon Hashem. They went to Bilam, and that was Bilam's role, to give the Goyim insight into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, or what's happening. So they were so afraid about what was taking place, they ran to Bilam and they said, what's going on? And they said to him in these words, Hashem l'mabul yoshav. Clearly what's going on here is another mabul. What does it mean, a mabul? What do they mean? Our whole world is being shook up. Our whole world is going to be destroyed. Just like the mabul destroyed all that existed, so our world, the way we know it, the way we function, the way we behave in the world, everything that we know is now turned on its head. Could be totally different. Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed. We can't continue the way we were. It's going to be a destruction of our world. Hashem l'mabul yoshav. Says Dorn to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring another mabul. He promised you, number one, he wouldn't. Vayeshev Hashem melech lo'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be king forever. And without people, there can't be king. So don't worry, it's not a mabul. So they said to him, yeah, maybe not a mabul of mayim. Maybe it won't be a flood of water, but maybe it'll be a flood of esh, a fire that he could do, can destroy through fire. Says Bilam, no, you don't understand. Hashem oiz la'moyitein. What's going on here has nothing to do with you. Hashem is giving Torah to the Jewish people. Hashem is giving Torah to his people. That's what's happening. And indeed, Torah is a cataclysmic event. Torah is a total revolution and a total, complete reversal of the entire worldview without Torah. A world without Torah and a world with Torah is a totally different metzias. So he says, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein. Don't worry, it's not for you. This cataclysmic event is for the Yidden. Oy, say the Goyim, Abazoy, Hashem Yivarech Esamoy Basholem. No, let them enjoy it. We don't have to worry about it. It's not for us. It doesn't have anything to do with us. And they didn't say Shira. So because of Bilam, nothing remained out of the great experience that all the nations of the world experienced when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. They all were overwhelmed. They all wanted to say Shira. And Bilam's words came along and diminished it all, and nothing was left of it. The Mishnah in Perek, I think it's towards the end of Perek, contrasts Bilam and Avram Avinu. He says that there are Talmidim of Avram Avinu and there are Talmidim of Bilam. The Talmidim of Avram Avinu is an Ayin Taiva and a Ruach Nemucha and a Nefesh Vola. Talmid of Avraham Avinu, humility with a sense of a lack of the essence of self, that I am the center of the universe. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat of Yid. Ayin Ra, Ruach Gvoya, B'Nefesh Rechava, Talmid of Shal Bilam. I mean, of all the people, in what lies? This contrast that Chazal are making between Avram and Bilam. Do you want to put two people together? Avram and Bilam, I don't know, somehow it's strange that the Mishnah is putting together these two. But clearly this is what we've been saying. Heim hadvorim. Avram Avinu, his words were directed for one purpose. Kavod Shamayim. To bring people tachas kansei Hashchina. It says, Vayita eshel b'der shoda. That Avram Avinu planted an eshel, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem. And he called B'Shem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He called out in the name of, what did he mean he called the name Hashem? He was Mekarev the world to Torah. He brought them closer to Torah. He brought them closer to the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of Avram Avinu's words, everything that came out of his mouth was directed for one purpose, and that was Kavod Shamayim. Bilam, on the other hand, His words were there to diminish Kavod Shamayim. If there is a Nekuda of Kavod Shamayim in the world, if there is already an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bilam's role was to destroy it and to stop it and stop them from saying Shira. That's the Zelu Mazer of Bilam and Avram Avinu. In their words, and what their words produced. Avram Avinu was the first person in all of Torah that was called a Navi, whose words produced Peiros. Yato Hoshe Eishes Oish Ki Navi. Avram Avinu was a Navi. Vayisparu Be'adko Bechye. He will produce life. He can produce life because his words are directed for Kavod Shamayim. Very interesting. One of the Mefarshim learned, you know, there's a very oft-quoted Medrash that Avram Avinu had a Margolius around his neck. And anyone who looked at or anyone who experienced this Margolius, was healed. So there are some who learned that the pshat in this Margolius, this pearl, or this Evan Yekara that he had around his neck is the pshat where his Koyach HaDibur. That's what came from his neck, his Koyach HaDibur. When Avram Avinu spoke, you were healed. When Avram Avinu spoke, you got things healing. By the way, healing means that everything is back to the way it was intended to be. That's what healing. When someone is unwell, their need of a refuah, the pshat is that they're not in balance. It's not going as it was intended to. It's not functioning as it was intended to function. Avram Avinu's words brought everything, everyone, back to the way they were intended to function. That's why Avram Avinu is the bracha of the world, where it says Heyei bracha. Avram Avinu was described as the source of bracha, as the one from whom bracha will emerge. And Bilam, of course, was just the opposite. He was the Mekalel of the world. That was Bilam. He was the one that brought curse. So we see now very clearly why the Mishnah puts together Bilam and Avram Avinu. Bilam wanted to destroy us completely, so that nowhere in the world should there be Kavod Shamayim. You know, I think, just if we stop and think, would that we would have learned well the words of Avram Avinu the way we learned the words of Bilam. Today as well, whenever there's a little bit of awakening of Kavod Shamayim, a little bit of a movement towards acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's some Bilam in the world that's coming along, and a Talmid of Bilam, I should say. Even Hevei Mitalmidov, he was, not Hevei, but he was Mitalmidov Shel Bilam, and they come and they diminish the Kavod Shamayim. And they put all kinds of interpretations on it, and they change it, and they turn it into, if anything, Hepech Kavod Shamayim. A leader, a melech, is called a dabor. Yadber amim tachtenu, we say when we blow shofar. Yadber, a dabor, the concept of a dabor is one who leads. Why? Why is he called a leader, a dabor? Because the way you lead is with your words. Ba'asher dvar melech shiltoin. The shiltoin of a melech is in his diborim. Bidvar melech shiltoin, says Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles. True speech obligates everyone to, and in a sense, it carries life with it. Shimu, hear, uschi nafshechem, and you'll live. Chiyus comes from proper diburim. Distorted speech, when you are toygein speech, when you destroy speech, when the speech diminishes Kavod Shamayim, it doesn't lead to chayim, it leads to sheker, and it leads to mavus. Mavis the chayim biyad haloshay. The dibur, the leadership, has to be with proper speech. When leaders speak properly, and they bring about Kavod Shamayim, that is the fulfillment of what they were put in this world to do. When our leadership doesn't speak properly, then we know that that's not what we should follow. So David HaMelech represented the Mida of Malchus. That was David HaMelech. The Melucha came from David. He was the spokesman of the world. David HaMelech, when he spoke for the world. He said Shira, he said the Shira of every single Bria in all of creation. And he was the Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael. He was the speaker of Klal Yisrael. He sang the song of Klal Yisrael. He sang the words of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's words to be able to produce Kavod Shamayim used the vehicle of David HaMelech. It's interesting. The Chazal say that the reason that Rus was called Rus, why was she called Rus? She was the great grandmother of David HaMelech, who quenched the thirst. As it were, he quenched the thirst of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shiras and Tishbachas. And Chazal point out how interesting that we experience thirst in the same place that we speak. That's where we experience thirst. That's what David HaMelech did. He used his speech to quench the thirst of Kovet Shammai. The day of Matan Torah, as we said, was considered Rosh Hashanah, because on that day we're being judged as to what kind of a tree are we. We were, what kind of peiros do we produce? Do we produce peiros of Kovet Shammayim? Or Chas V'Shalom, does our speech diminish Kovet Shammai? That's what's going to take place on Shavuos. Do we relate to words which are the peiros of the Eitz HaChayim? Or Chas V'Shalom, do we relate to the words that bring about Misa? At Matan Torah it says, Asher Nosan Lonu Torah Semes V'Chaye Oilam Nota B'Sochenu. He planted us. The word Netiyah is only used by Eitzim. It's only used by fruit-bearing trees. V'chaye oylam nota b'soichenu. We became netiyos. We became trees at Matan Torah. So now we see why the Gemara says that the Yom HaDin of Shavuos is al peiros ha'ilam. What kind of fruit do you bear? What kind of a tree are you? When Adam HaRishon was first created, the pasuk says, "Vayipach bi'apod nishmas chayim, vayhi ha'odom lenefesh chayim." That is man. You want the picture? Vayikach ofer min adama, vayipach bi'apod nishmas chayim, vayhi ha'odom lenefesh chayim. So that pasuk of "Vayipach bi'apod nishmas chayim, vayhi ha'odom lenefesh chayim" defines the essence of man, and that's why the first part of the pasuk of "Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim," that Kadosh Baruch Hu blew a neshama into our nostrils. That is why on Rosh Hashanah, when he did that, what do? We blow the shofar. The blowing of the shofar that we blow in acknowledging that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech is, in a sense, a dugma shel malah of the "Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim." What we are declaring here, that on this moment, this day, when we blow the shofar, the Tzuras Odom that's to bring about Kovet Shammayim was brought into being. Kadosh Baruch Hu blew. Our job is to emulate him, and we blow. But then there was the second part of the pasuk. Vayi Odom lenefesh chaya. Says the Targum, famous Targum that says, Ruach memalud. So on Shavuos, which is also the creation of Odom, what do we relate to in the Vayi Odom Lenefesh Chaya part of the Vayipach B'Yakov Nishmas Chaya? That's how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shavuot, all going back to the original creation of Odom as he was intended to be. So there are two Rosh Hashanah, two times when man was created, and they're both beginnings. They both started out a path. So I guess it's appropriate that as we're approaching the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, we should prepare ourselves just like Elul, we prepare for the Yom HaDin. So these days, and certainly after Lag BaOmer, when the last 17 days, which is Gematria Tov, should bring about a preparation for Shavuos. And the way we prepare ourselves is by using our speech to produce Kovet Shammayim, so that we will become Talmidim Ravonim, and not Chas V'Shalom the opposite. If we are able to define our words, be cognizant of our words, that everything that comes out of our mouth is something that needs to be Megale Kovet Shammayim, then we will be Zoche Tadin. And in doing so, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll all be zeicher to the Chaye Olam, not Abbasarayna. That we shall be the Netiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that produce the Peiris of Chayim and Olam Haba.